Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guest for the morning interview, a familiar voice. Many people will be used to hearing this voice in multiple ways, but the Municipal Administrator, John Leach, is here with me this morning. John, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning.
It's great to have you here. We've been doing these pretty regularly where we just talk about things that are happening within the city and that listeners should be kept apprised of and might be interested in. And I think it's a hot topic. We're always talking about hot topics when you come in. but this time we're going to talk about our utility bills because that is a big topic.
Yeah, it is.
So what's going on with our utility bills?
Well, we've heard a lot about some high utility bills recently, and I'm glad we have the opportunity to kind of talk through that and let everybody know what's going on. So as you know, we haven't had the warmest spring this year, and May was an unusually cold month, and we have a rate structure set up where it's seasonal. You know, we have a lower rate in the wintertime and a higher rate in the summertime, and that's meant to kind of equalize out that that utility bill throughout the year. And in May, the new seasonal rates kicked in, and unfortunately, it was still pretty cold, and people had to run their heaters a lot, so most are experiencing some higher than normal utility bills right now.
Right, which maybe felt a little bit shocking, but it's helpful to know that that seasonal shift is really there to kind of try to predict the weather and know that, you know, traditionally we have better weather in the summer, and so you might have to use your power a little bit less.
Absolutely.
But we don't, that's the weather changes. Mm-hmm. I think what also could be helpful, it was certainly helpful for me as we were chatting before we came on the air, to learn about what kind of fund the utility, the electric fund is. There's a general fund, but there's also something called the enterprise fund, and I was wondering if you could differentiate those funds for us.
Absolutely, and I'll try to give the quick version of this because it can be pretty complicated. It's a great question because we hear a lot, there's all these sales tax returns coming in from tourists, or why don't we take some of this tourist money and put it towards lowering our utility bills? And I wish it was that easy, but with these services we provide, like electricity or garbage or water or sewer, those are what's called an enterprise fund. They operate like little mini businesses, and those businesses stand on the fees that people pay for the services. You know, we don't look to make a profit in any of those businesses. It's just, what do we need to keep that service up and running? Now, the difference between our general fund, that's what that's where sales tax dollars go. That's where property tax dollars go. And those are for general governmental services, like your roads, public safety, your police department, your fire department. So you can kind of see how we wouldn't want to collect fees for electricity and apply that to harbor rates, since there's unique users in each area. Or we don't want to take electric department rates and give it to the police department, right? So we want to make sure that the fund stays healthy. And sure, the Assembly's done it before. You know, we've taken some funds from the general fund and subsidized some of these enterprise funds to help out. I think you remember a couple of years ago, there was $1 million that was set aside from the general fund, and everybody got a one-time, one-month reduction on their power bill by $300, I believe it was.
That's right.
But that really is the general tax dollars subsidizing an enterprise fund.
And ideally, you want an enterprise fund to be able to be self-sufficient. You don't take money elsewhere to help it keep running. And it's an enterprise fund in the case of the our electricity, it has to support the infrastructure, which is like the dam and the Green Lake dam. And there is actually a project to do some maintenance on Green Lake right now. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been working on that for a few years. Mm-hmm. We had a three-phase project to get some major maintenance done in Green Lake. The outdoor work was done, I would say, about 2.5-3 years ago. That was phase one. Part of phase two was completed in that phase one project, but we still have a lot of work to do inside, and that generally boils down to the major maintenance on the turbines themselves. They essentially need to be taken apart, rebuilt, inspected, put back together. But it's been 40 years since that work has happened.
Well, and I guess since we're kind of in the vicinity of talking about dams, mm-hmm. I think there is a little bit of a question of like, well, I thought building the dam might lower our rates, but in reality, the dam was just about the infrastructure, having enough infrastructure to supply the power to our community.
Yeah.
So tell us about, like, if we didn't have the dam, then you have diesel. What about that?
Yeah, that's another great question. And a common one we hear is, I heard when this dam was built, we were going to get lower power rates. And, you know, you're not seeing your power bill come down. I know that. But the dam was necessary to increase capacity as more and more users came onto the system. We just couldn't keep up anymore. And if this project hadn't happened, then we would be running diesels, as you said. And the cost of running those diesels is about $60,000 a day. So turning that into a utility bill is likely going to be a lot more expensive for the user if we're running those diesels.
Well, that takes us right to, I guess, to rates. So yeah, mm-hmm. rates would be totally different if we were running off diesel. They probably would be something we couldn't each handle. So tell us, I guess, just a little bit about how you come to the rates that you do. And then we'll move into kind of maybe a little more hopeful side, which is what people can do about their utility bills.
If I say we just throw a dart at a dartboard, would that work? No. No, our rates are actually set with a lot of forecasting in mind. So we know what we need to keep the plant operating. We have maintenance we need to do. We have just general operations. We have supplies that we need to buy, whether that be transformers or lines that need to be replaced. All of that equipment is necessary. And if there's any major projects that need to happen, we forecast out for years. So we look at what we have to have is a healthy fund balance to accomplish all of those things. And we do our best to keep the rate as low as we possibly can and meet all those obligations. You know, and we look very closely at what the annual inflation is nationwide, and we try to stay close to that and below it if we can. But we also can't get behind on that, right? Because if the cost of things inflates, the stuff that I need to buy to run the utility is inflating. And if we don't have the rates to go up and match it, then there's a big gap there.
Okay, great. Well, so the utility bills are kind of what they are right now. And now we understand a little bit of why. But there are some folks who might want to need a little, who might need a little support to help with their utility bills or want to get involved with ways to kind of help with this process. One of the things is a subsidization program, and I was wondering mm-hmm. if you could tell us about that.
Yeah, that's another great question, and it's coming up soon, so it's a good time to announce this. But every year we have a utility cost subsidization program where folks who need it can get $100 per month off their electric bill, and that is funded through the general fund. We do that in the budget process every year. But to be eligible for that program, you need to participate in one of the following programs, and that's SNAP, Medicaid, BHAS Housing Assistance Program, or the National School Lunch Program. So if you're in any of those and you need some assistance on your bill, come and see City Hall. The application period opens up very soon here in August, and it runs through October. And once that is up and running, then and if you qualify, you'll get that subsidization.
And you make an announcement in, or maybe you just send mm-hmm. emails or letters to folks in November, or how does that work?
Yeah, we'll likely have something in the paper. We'll have we could put notices in the utility bills, and it'll definitely be up on our website as well at cityofsitka.com.
Okay, great. And another kind of happy piece of news is it might not be the case this year, but in the past, or you've not yet had to turn anyone away. There's been enough to fund people who have applied for this.
Right. Since I've been here, I've not seen us have to reduce the amount because there's too many applicants. So I believe there is still room. Last year, there were about 180 households in Sitka that received it. And I think that the assembly's been very generous with this program, and we do keep an eye on it. Every year when we go through the budget process, what does the historical use of this look like? Mm-hmm. And we try to set the budget appropriately to be able to meet those household needs.
Great. Let's see. Well, we'll just mention in passing that another way to mm-hmm. get involved is the Sustainability Commission. Can you just tell us where people can go to get involved in that?
Yeah, absolutely. The Sitka Community Renewable Energy Strategy, we call it SCRES, and the Energy to Communities Program. Those are both being managed by the Sustainability Commission. And one of the things they are doing is developing educational material to answer questions about the electric utility so more people know. And if anybody wants to get involved in that, go to cityofsitka.com/SCRES, S-C-R-E-S, or show up at a Sustainability Commission meeting. And the next one is July 7th at 6 p.m. at Harrigan Hall.
Perfect. Great. Well, I've been speaking with our Municipal Administrator, John Leach. John, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.